My colleague, Mary Lou McDonald, raised this in the Dáil with the tonnage to Joan Burton. And, you know, the response from Joan Burton was frankly bizarre, you know, where she talked about that it was a secret ballot. I mean, that's nonsense. The fact is it's that the Labour Party electorate, that's the Oireachtas members, will be instructed clearly by the Labour Party how to vote. And I presume they will vote for the Taoiseach's nomination, John McNulty. The whole thing has been a mess. It is, you know, it unfortunately has the resonance of the old stroke politics that people thought was over.
And to make this situation worse, the Arts Minister, Heather Humphrey, she's not answering questions. John McNulty stayed quiet. No one from Fine Gael is really giving any answers here.
Well, I think that there can't be anybody out there who doesn't understand what's happened here at this stage. The fact is that the Arts Minister, Heather Humphreys, was obviously instructed by Fine Gael HQ on behalf of the Taoiseach to appoint John McNulty to the Board of IMA because that was the only way he was going to be eligible to be elected by the government Oireachtas members to the Seanad. And of course that is because I presume they want John McNulty to be their general election candidate in Donegal. And by everything that they've done, they've undermined appointments to what is very important, Modern Arts Museum in Dublin, belongs to all the people. They've undermined the Seanad, and frankly, I think they've undermined their chances in the next general election in Donegal.
Who's to blame for all this, though? Is it Enda Kenny? Is it Heather Humphreys? Who is to blame?
Enda Kenny. The buck stops with the Taoiseach. He made this decision. He overlooked a number of women. Remember that it was a female member of the Seanad, Fine Gael Senator Deirdre Clune, who was elected to Europe. He overlooked the female members that were put forward from Dublin. Obviously, he's concerned about Fine Gael's fortunes in Donegal, but this move is the last thing that he should be doing. If you want to reverse your fortunes anywhere, you just have to work harder. You have to look at the issues that made people vote against you. And in Donegal, that's unemployment, immigration, all of the cutbacks on our services, all of the increases in taxes. That's the issues that you need to look at in Donegal, not this kind of a stroke politics.